Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of the most unusual books in the world is the Old Testament book of Proverbs. It deals with dozens and dozens of vital topics in a most unusual way. Many Americans know little about the book of Proverbs, but we know some of the wise sayings which are contained in it. For example, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Solomon also wrote, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 20:1. The proverb on which I want to dwell today says very plainly, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman who is without discretion. Proverbs 11:22. What lesson does inspiration intend for us to learn from this unusual proverb? I expect our mothers had it about right when they taught us, beauty is as beauty does, or beauty is only skin deep. Does this mean that the Bible discourages our looking the best we can? On the contrary, the Bible stresses physical beauty. The men of ancient Gerar must have thought Rebekah, the wife of Isaac, was very pretty. Isaac explained that she was his sister, because he was afraid to say, she is my wife. He thought the men of Gerar would kill him and take his wife, because she was fair to look upon. Genesis 26:7. The Bible describes Rachel, Jacob's wife, as being beautiful and well-favored. Genesis 29:17. Job's daughters were very beautiful women. In all the land, there were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. Job 42:15. King Solomon describes his wife in these words, behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. You have dove's eyes within your locks. Your hair is as the flock of goats that appear on Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep that are evenly shorn, which came up from the washing. Whereof every one bears twins, and none is barren among them. Your lips are like a thread of scarlet, and your speech is comely. Your temples are like a piece of pomegranate within your locks. Your neck is like the tower David built for an armory, whereon there were hanged 1,000 bucklers, all shields of mighty men. Song of Solomon 4:1-4. The imagery Solomon used is not familiar to Americans, but one cannot escape the meaning of Solomon's message. But the scriptures warn of being deceived by a man's handsomeness or a woman's beauty. The Bible leaves us no doubt about Delilah's beauty, but it also describes her as being conniving and evil. Judges 16. The book of Proverbs could not put this truth more forcefully. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman who is without discretion. Proverbs 11:22. Who would be so foolish as to put a jewel of gold in a pig's nose? It would be no more inappropriate to do so than to have a beautiful woman or a handsome man who does not have any good judgment. Solomon warns young men about being deceived by lewd women, regardless of how beautiful those women are. Lust not after her in your heart, neither let her take you with her eyelids. Proverbs 6:25. Solomon's advice amounts to this. Do not look on the surface beauty of a person. Look on the heart. Physical attraction is not a very solid foundation for a good marriage. Dr. Mandel Sherman of the University of Chicago was asked by a young woman in his class, Dr. Sherman, do you think I am beautiful? Dr. Sherman answered, one cannot think of a human being only in terms of appearance. One cannot judge a gift box only in terms of the wrapping on the box. My friends, these are sentiments we need to consider seriously. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.